This is the latest from your newsfeed. It's Tuesday, the 7th of May. Under 18s will be banned from buying knives, raising the age limit from 16, while New South Wales police will get new powers to search people for blades in response to the alleged stabbing of an Assyrian bishop in Wakeley and the Bondi Junction massacre. The Minns government will on Tuesday announce the common sense reforms to tackle knife crime, a week after senior New South Wales ministers met with knife crime campaigner Brett Beasley. Premier Chris Minns will announced that his government will draft legislation based on Queensland's Jack's Law, named after Mr. Beasley's son who died in a brutal stabbing in 2019, which gave police powers to use metal detecting wands without a warrant in certain areas. A new $400 bonus for an estimated 700,000 Victorian students will be unveiled as the key cost of living measure in today's state budget. The one-off $400 school-saving bonus will feature as a centrepiece of Jacinta Allen's first budget as Premier, which she has vowed to be family-focused. The $287 million Cash for Kids scheme will provide one-off payments for every child at a government school and eligible concession card holders at other schools. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh, God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
The Queensland government has spent more than $111 million buying properties and doing technical studies for a renewable energy project that has no business case, is not backed by the opposition, and is opposed by locals. The remarkable outlay for the Pioneer Burdekin Pumped Hydro Project was revealed in answer to a question from the opposition, but the government has refused to say how much of the $111 million has been used to buy homes and if they had paid over market rates. And a third of primary school students and almost half of high schoolers have sought or are planning to start treatment for mental health concerns, according to a new survey. Stress and anxiety are the most common reasons, followed by sadness and depression. A national survey of more than 2,100 parents and carers of young people has also found deeply concerning rates of self-harm among teenagers. Experts say the findings must prompt school leaders to ensure access to mental health support on campus and conduct regular check-ins with students.
Australian history is full of colourful but forgotten characters, from alleyway gangsters to Cold War spies and eccentric entrepreneurs. There are hundreds of incredible stories of adventurous Aussies that never make it into our history books. Each week I talk to some of the country's greatest history authors, sleuths and yarn spinners to uncover the untold stories of some of our most interesting and offbeat ancestors. The show, In Black and White, can be found wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll have an update to your newsfeed tomorrow.
The podcast Faith on Trial looks into Hillsong, both in Australia and the US, and takes both the listener and hosts on unexpected twists and turns in the story of Brian Houston and the singing preachers.
There are two incidents involving Pastor Brian.
The Australian journalists uncovered a litany of alleged criminal behavior in the megachurch.
Financial gifts were being given to the leaders of the church.
Listen to Faith on Trial Hillsong ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.